It's a battle of the unbeatens, the Consol Tigers visiting the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs at Guy K. Traylor Stadium in Rosenberg. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Green, and we're visiting with A&M Consolidated Tiger head coach and athletic director Lee Fedora. Coach, this is a big night for both teams coming into tonight's contest with a perfect 5-0 record. But let's rewind and talk about last Friday night's game against the Montgomery Bears here at Tigerland. All in all, a very good showing by the Tigers coming away with a 41-21 victory.
Well, it was great, you know, to come away with the W to get the win. But, you know, going back watching film, there was things we got to work on because we always talk about we want to win in all three phases of the game, because I told them when we play great and get our goals on offense, defense, and special teams, we're a good football team. We didn't get the goals that we needed on our defense side. We didn't play as well on that, but still proud of our guys because, like I tell them, it ain't no great wins, no ugly wins. It's a win. That's all we take care of.
In the first quarter, the Bears had the ball three times, but your defense came up big. First two series were three and out, and then in the third series, Anaya Daly was in the right place at the right time to catch a ball that just popped right into his hands at the Consol 3-yard line to stop a 12-play drive that most certainly would have been some kind of a score if the Bears in the red zone.
Well, and you hit it right on the head. The defense first three series did a great job, but what I love about our kids, when I talked to them after the game, I said, what'd y'all think? And it was most of our defensive kids said, Coach, we didn't play the way we needed to play after those first three series. We got to continue to do what we're doing, and that tells you those guys got their mindsets on the right way. But I was proud of the way they got it. And, you know, to come away with a 41-21 win, that's a great job.
Well, through the first five ball games, it seems we've talked a lot about the defense and what the defense have done to set up the offense, and this was no different. Offense wins ball games, but defense wins championships, and that's exactly what happened tonight.
No doubt, and that's what we always say, and so we're continuing to get better in all phases, and I think we've done a great job this week correcting the mistakes that we made to get prepared for our next opponent.
Well, there were a few calls that we either didn't understand or felt like it could have gone either way. In the first quarter, after your first score, McBurdy launches the ball into the end zone for a touchback. However, instead of the 25-yard line, they put the ball on the 30 for Montgomery. In the booth, we never saw a call. We did see him go to the sidelines, but the ball had already been placed on the 25, moved to the 30. What happened there?
Well, they called an offsides on us, and, you know, when we were coming off, they called an offside. So, you know, of course, that moves an extra 5 yards on the play.
Well, in the second quarter, after Consol had scored their first three touchdowns, it looked as if the catch and run that Nate Floyd had, he actually crossed the plane of the end zone and then fumbled the ball, but they did call it a fumble and you had a turnover there. What did it look like on tape?
Well, on a tape, it goes back, and we did it in slow motion. It looked like the tip of the ball crossed the line, and then it fumbled. But, you know, like I always say, it's not like what everybody thinks. You know, officials are out there when it's going full speed, and it was so close. You know, you can't correct them and say that was a bad call by them, you know, because you never know until you go back and get to watch slow motion to see it. But it ain't like college ball where you get to go back and do replays and all that, and it is what it is. But what I liked about what Nate said, he said, Coach, that's my fault. I should just took care of the ball and just try to get my body across.
Well, you went into halftime with a commanding lead of 28-7. What did you do, or what did you say to the team to keep them focused and keep them from looking ahead to tonight's ballgame?
What I tell them, like I always tell them at every halftime, I tell them it doesn't matter if we're ahead or behind. It's 0-0 the second half. We got to come out and finish the game, and I thought our guys did a good job doing that.
Well, my goodness, what a game Gage Paul had throwing the football. He seemed like he was really in the zone. 19 of 31 for 334 yards and 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Talk about his performance.
I thought he did a great job. One thing I thought he did a good job on was staying pocket awareness a lot better. And then when he did need to scramble, he got out of there. And then our receivers did a great job flowing with the scramble and being able to complete passes, because that one pass that Valen Jones made in the corner end zone was unbelievable, because I honestly thought his foot was going to be out of bounds, but he did go back and watch replay, and he got his toes in.
Well, you beat me to the punch. You know, someone had to be catching all those passes that Paul was throwing. He spread the ball around very well. Price had a big game with 3 touchdown catches. You mentioned Valen Jones catching in the end zone. What a great pass and catch that was. And let's don't forget about the homecoming king, Nate Floyd, with his catch.
Yeah, they all did a great job. And that's what's great when you have that type of talent on your offense, to where people can't just pick on one guy to stop him. We were able to spread the ball around, get it to everybody, and it just shows they can all put points on the board.
Well, let's talk about the other side of the ball like we've been talking about all year. The defense gave up 21 points and 342 yards of total offense, 200 passing and 162 yards rushing. That's a decent night. Any reason for concern?
Well, the one play, you know, and we worked it all week long, is when they brought the tailback out of the backfield and we called a swing route where he goes and he was wide open. And what it was, they did a jet off of it, so it got our secondary confused and our linebacker didn't go with it. We made the adjustment on that, and then they came back with that same play and we covered it up well on that. But that's what I'm proud about our kids, you know. They don't put their heads down and fall apart. They keep their heads up, make the adjustments, and try to play better in the second part of it.
Finally, if you will, talk a little bit. I mean, we talk about the skill players every week, but talk a little bit, if you will, about those that you saw that especially had good outings last week and ones that maybe we don't mention on a regular basis.
Well, the big thing is, you know, we always talk about offensive linemen, and a lot of times I don't pull out names. I just say it's the whole offensive line. I thought they did a little bit better job on the blitz pickups and things like that, and same thing on the defensive line. I thought they did some good things in gap control and doing the things that they need to do. But, you know, overall, that's what I like about our players. They always say it's not an individual. It's all of us together just getting a W.
We're visiting with Coach Lee Fedora prior to tonight's game in Rosenberg, pitting two undefeated opponents with the District 10-5A Division II top spot on the line. Coach, how was this week of practice preparing for a Saturday matchup against undefeated Lamar Consolidated, and what kind of mental attitude does it take to be able to play on Saturday instead of Friday?
Well, we did a good job handling it. It was a different week because what was crazy is we've got a game on Saturday. Our sub-varsity played on Wednesday, and so it turned around. We had a Monday normal practice, Tuesday normal practice. Wednesday we did nothing but special teams during the period. Of course, we couldn't practice after school because all the coaches are gone with the sub-varsity, and then our Thursday's a Wednesday practice, our Friday's a Thursday practice. I thought our guys handled it well, and, you know, the big thing is you got to see what it's like playing at a 6 o'clock, you know, on a Saturday, but our guys have been focused, and we've had a great week of practice.
I know every week we talk about faceless opponents and taking care of your own business to win, but are the Mustangs as good as they appear on paper? Though they're 5-0 this season, their five opponents collectively are only 7 wins against 18 losses, and they've not faced a ranked opponent this year. The only winning record they faced are the Rudder Rangers.
Well, the thing that I'm impressed with, they got a lot of athletes. And the one thing, we did a lot of time spending time on special teams, because if you watch their special teams, they got guys back there on kickoff return, on punt return. They can take it to the house. And I think this is one of those games that you give up a mistake on special teams and you can lose that ball game. And, you know, like we told our kids, a lot of people talked about, man, whoever wins the Anil Kasali Huntsville game is going to win the district championship. You got to put that behind you, because now you still got there's 3 teams in our district that are undefeated. That's us. You got, you know, Lamar Consolidated, who we're facing, and Katie Patow. So we just got to be focused.
Well, the Mustangs have the 3rd best offense in the district behind Patow and the Tigers, 1,256 yards of rushing and 646 yards passing. Tay McWilliams, their running back, is the leading rusher in the district with 712 yards and averages a mere 12 yards per carry. What does your defense need to do to stop the McWilliams?
Well, the big thing is you better tackle him low, because he's big and physical. He can run through you in a heartbeat. And so we worked on a lot of tackle circuit this week, and because we told him, you go and just put a hand on his shoulder, he's going to run right through you. So we did a great job of getting all of our helmets flying around to the ball this week, and that's what we're going to have to do in this game is wrap up.
Talk a little bit about their other skill positions maybe that you're particularly concerned with.
Well, like I told you, you know, they've got a lot of skill position, a lot of athletes, and, you know, they're outside receivers. Those are guys that can take to the house at any time. And so we've got to do a good job making sure we make our proper assignments and coverage. And big thing is getting pressure on that quarterback. But once you get pressure on that quarterback, he can scramble around and take it also. So we just got to do a good job on our defense side of the ball.
Defensively, what are their strengths and weaknesses?
Well, watching them, you know, the big thing is we got to wait until we get on the field, because we've seen them run a lot of odd front with some pure man, bringing a lot of smokes in that. But then, you know, of course, sub-varsity games are a whole different, but we saw them getting a lot of split, even front, playing some man-free, cover 3. So, like I tell the guys, we're going to go in what we expect, but you never know what they're going to give you. And that's what's been great about our offense this year. We've been very balanced, meaning that if they're going to take the run away, we can throw it. If they can take the pass away, we can run it. We just got to make our adjustments throughout the game.
Well, after last week, you weren't so balanced. I think you have over 1,000 yards passing now, and I don't even remember what the rushing was, but it seemed like there's a 200 or 300-yard difference. Do you feel like you're going to continue to be able to pass the ball against the athleticism of their defense?
I believe we can, and the reason why last week we weren't balanced, we felt like we could hurt them in the passing game, and you saw that's what we did. But like I tell guys, what balance is doing whatever we need to do in the game to hurt you. And if that means throwing every play, we're going to throw every play. If that means run every play, we'll run every play. So I'm proud of that. But, you know, we've got to see what they're going to do. If they're going to be playing man on us, we're going to throw the ball a lot. If they're playing soft zone, that's where we got to run the ball on them.
How big a part do you think special teams is going to play in winning or losing tonight?
I think that's going to be very big because, like I told them, this is the type of game when you go against undefeated teams, just like last year when we played them. You know, it was a six-point ball game. We missed an extra point on our last touchdown, and then they came back to make it a six-point ball game with 2 minutes on the clock, and they did an onside. And luckily, Devin made a great catch on the onside and took a knee, and we were able to just take our victory formation. But like I told them, that missed extra point could have hurt us because if they'd got the onside, gone in and scored, they beat us by one. So I think special teams is a big part of the game this week.
Finally, Coach, a little off topic. Let's talk a little bit about how well this team seems to be playing and playing at a pretty high level with lots of confidence on both sides of the ball. Are you happy with the progress the club is making offensively, defensively, and in special teams?
Well, you know, I think they're doing a great job. The one thing I'm not happy with yet is that we have not got all three phases of game in the same game. You know, we've one game have a great offense, great special teams, but defense didn't get all their goals. Or we have a great defense today, great special teams day, didn't get our offense goal. And I told them, I want to see us get all three of our goals in all three phases. And when we do that, we feel like we can play and beat anybody.
We're moments away from kickoff. Mike Wright and I will not be calling the broadcast this evening due to other commitments, but after the break, you will be joined by Dave Campbell and Larry Bowen, who will bring the starting lineups and the action as it's the undefeated A&M Consolidated Tigers and the undefeated Lamar Consolidated Mustangs next. You're listening to A&M Consolidated Tiger Football.